Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Revising the voter-approved recreational marijuana law in Massachusetts has become more complicated than leaders of the state house expected. The House will not be debating any changes to the law today, as they originally were scheduled to do. WBUR Steve Brown reports on the delay.
Good afternoon and welcome to the executive session of the Joint Committee on Marijuana Policy.
Problems cropped up moments after the legislature's Marijuana Committee was gaveled into session. The bill, written by House Democrats, would repeal the existing recreational marijuana law that voters approved last November and the medical marijuana law Massachusetts voters approved back in 2012. In their place would be an entirely new law. The committee's Senate chair, Patricia Jalen, who first saw the rewrite less than 12 hours beforehand, lambasted it.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say that this proposed bill directly assaults the will of the voters and is a prescription for increasing the illicit market.
Jalen pointed out the way the bill was written, taxes on marijuana would be 55%. Not the 28% claimed in the House summary.
The tax rate will be the highest in the country. Compounded, 21% tax on growers, 21% tax on manufacturers, and 28% tax at the retail level will be the highest by far in the country.
While differences between the House and Senate are always to be expected, even House Democrats appeared lukewarm to the proposal. Holyoke State Representative Aaron Vega said he doesn't like the high tax and the fact the bill would take decisions to ban marijuana businesses in cities and towns away from voters and leave them with local officials instead.
It's with deep reservation that I will be supporting this out of committee, but I will not at all hesitate to vote no on the floor if this bill continues in its shape and its form that it is, and I'll encourage my colleagues as well, if things are not adjusted, to vote no on the floor.
Democratic House members met in a closed-door caucus later in the afternoon for more than an hour and a half to express their concerns. When it was over, House Speaker Robert DeLeo announced a delay in the vote.
There are certain things that we have to clear up, and so because of that, I think it's important that with a bill of this magnitude that we try to get it right or as close as right the first time, and so I'd rather do that than rush it or try to rush it through.
The biggest issue to clear up appears to be taxes. House Marijuana Policy Chairman Mark Cusack says it was never his intention to tax marijuana at 55%.
It's one of the issues that's been brought forward, and that is not the intent of the legislation, and we are currently working on a fix, among other issues. Our goal here is an all-in 28 net effective tax rate capped and at the point of sale, not at wholesale.
After changes are made, the House expects to debate the bill sometime next week. But still, it appears there will be wide differences between the House and Senate approaches. Senate President Stan Rosenberg says even the 28% tax seems high to him and indicated the Senate doesn't want to go as far as the House in totally revamping the existing marijuana law.
Remember, we're going to do a series of bills over time, so we don't have to address everything that the committee has worked on already. The main thing we have to do is to get the governance thing right, so that the agency can be pulled together and they can get working on the regulations.
One thing the Senate President and House Speaker agree upon is a desire to get a bill on Governor Baker's desk by the end of the month. But with just 2 weeks remaining and this latest delay, that may prove to be a challenge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.